Before we close out, there are two human losses from this week's feed that deserve more than a passing mention. Wendell Berry, who died on August 31st at 91, was a poet, novelist, and essayist who spent 5 decades writing about the relationship between land, labor, and community. His work has been foundational for people thinking about sustainable agriculture, technological restraint, and what it means to be genuinely embedded in a place. The HN community's response to his passing is a reminder that the people who build technology are also people who read, who farm, who grieve, and who wonder whether what they're building is actually good for human life.
And Gloria Steinem, who died this week at 92, a towering figure in the feminist movement from the 1960s forward, whose journalism and organizing shaped not just gender politics in America, but the broader understanding of how systemic inequality operates and how institutions can be reformed from the outside. Both Berry and Steinem were people who argued persuasively and persistently for paying attention to things that mainstream culture preferred to overlook. That's a disposition worth honoring.
Now, the time capsule moment. Back on May 18th, in an episode that we clearly should have fact-checked more rigorously, we made a claim about Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Listeners, the Caspian Sea is landlocked, far from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and there were no such strikes. That was a fabricated or fictitious claim that made it into our script, and we're embarrassed to have aired it. This is exactly the kind of AI-sourced misinformation that the manufactured software rankings story today is warning about. We'll do better, and we appreciate the listeners who caught it.
That one stings, and it should. It's a good reminder that the tools we use, including AI research tools, require human editorial judgment, not just automated curation.
Pulling back to today's episode, the through line I keep seeing is a set of questions about what we can trust and what we should verify. Gemini Flash Cyber pushes AI into security workflows where errors have real consequences. The manufactured source crisis shows that AI citation systems are already being gamed. The antitrust ruling on Google's ad tech reminds us that powerful platforms shape information ecosystems in ways that aren't immediately visible. And the in-browser inference privacy question asks us to pressure test assumptions that feel intuitively right but may not be technically sound.
The counterweight to all of that skepticism is the citizen science from Kinsale, 3 teenagers with a pea plant and 13,000 seeds, producing a finding that trained researchers might have missed because trained researchers didn't stop to look. Rigor applied at small scale, without institutional backing, with curiosity as the primary driver. The HN community surfaces that kind of story alongside the frontier AI releases, and that combination is why the community is worth paying attention to.
Everything we've discussed today comes from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. Every story, every thread, every technical debate, it's all there with the full context and the comments that add depth we can't fully replicate. If any of today's topics caught your attention, head over to HN and read the original articles and discussions. The community there is genuinely one of the better corners of the internet, and they deserve the credit for surfacing this material.
We also want to say a genuine thank you to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles real-time topic discovery and research. We've been candid today about the limitations and risks of AI-sourced information, and these tools are not exempt from that scrutiny, but used carefully and with editorial judgment, they let 2 people produce a daily show with real depth. We're grateful for that.
If you're interested in geopolitics, markets, and global events beyond the tech world, our companion show is IntelliJix Daily News, same production quality, broader coverage. Worth checking out if today's Google antitrust discussion left you wanting more on the regulatory landscape.
I'm Sarah Chen. Thank you for listening.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the Hacker News community decides matters most. See you then.